Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Damon Jun, Marketing Director for Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, about the popularity of sports wagering in the state of Iowa. Damon, I wanted to get the Riverside Casino perspective, and you've got the Elite Sportsbook there. Sports betting in Iowa, seems like they're setting a new record on sports wagering every month. How have you seen that trickle down to Riverside?
The sportsbook certainly brings new faces to the property, and people like to place bets and enjoy the draft day sports lounge while watching games. So we definitely see a lot of new customers in here, eating in our restaurants, shopping in retail outlets, staying in the hotel, even venturing out to the casino to play slots or tables. So definitely very exciting for us. March Madness is certainly one of the more fun sports betting events of the year, so excited to see all the new faces down here.
What's great about March Madness is even if you don't know what the basketball teams are like, you can still participate in a pool. Do you think that maybe helps you guys out in terms of maybe people that wouldn't normally place a sports bet might do so because of March Madness?
I certainly think March Madness is much like the Super Bowl, where you get a lot of bettors and people interested in the event who don't necessarily follow sports all that closely. It's definitely an event for everyone, just about.
As of January 1st, a person that wanted to do sports betting was no longer required in Iowa anyway to register in person at a sports book. Now that people can do that online, how has that opened things up for you guys?
It's definitely fun. Everyone's very excited to take part in that. And as you mentioned, Iowa Sign Up is available online now, so we are offering that through the elitesportsbook.com. And definitely seen a lot of new people sign up, a lot of people excited about March Madness. And with the Hawkeyes being in the backyard here and having a good team, there's definitely a lot of excitement in the corridor and surrounding areas.
What's the Hawkeye effect there with guys like Luke Garza and creating a buzz there?
Yeah, certainly. We see what you call the Hawkeye effect. It'll be interesting to see what kind of seed they get and how early they have to match up with one of the Gonzagas of the tournament. So pretty exciting.
Does Riverside and Elite Sportsbook continue to see the sports wagering increase on a monthly basis? Does that follow the trend with the rest of the state?
Yeah, and certainly around a time like March Madness where there's more of the common sports enthusiast, somebody who's not necessarily following sports very closely. Anytime there's an event like the Super Bowl or March Madness, we certainly see an influx of interest in the event. And with the online sign-up now in play, our guests just have to go to elitesportsbook.com to sign up and get verified. So definitely an exciting time for the sportsbook.
Damon, would people be surprised, given sports wagering in Iowa keeps setting a new record on a monthly basis, would people be surprised, though, to find out that the casino itself still accounts for the majority of your income?
No, I don't think that would come as a surprise. The sportsbook's definitely a big part of what we do now, and our sportsbook guests who come down here and place retail bets, we see them eating in our restaurants and shopping around the resort, going to the spa and staying in the hotel, those sorts of things. So, but at the end of the day, you know, the gaming floor with the slots and tables certainly comprises the majority of our revenue. But sportsbook's a big piece of what we do now, and it's here to stay, and we're excited about it.
Anything people need to know about Riverside Casino from a COVID-19 standpoint and, you know, how you guys are faring, you know, and now things are kind of, you know, some of the restrictions for public gatherings are being eased or lifted. What kind of an impact has that been having on your casino?
Well, our employees have done a terrific job keeping the guests safe and doing so while still offering a fun and entertaining experience. Our executive team continually monitors the latest recommendations from the Department of Health and the CDC, and any modifications to our policies are posted to our website and on our social media pages. So we would just encourage everyone to review those policies posted on our website if they have any questions about what we're doing here.
According to the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission, for fiscal year 2021 through March 5th of this year, Riverside Casino had handled almost $37.8 million in sports wagering, with $35.2 million paid out. And Riverside Casino's high water mark was this past December 2020 in the heart of the NFL playoff push, with almost $6.8 million in sports wagering and $6.4 million paid out to bettors. That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Damon John, Marketing Director for Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.